everybody. Welcome to the 5-Day Reset. I am so excited to have you here. I'm so excited that you are going to be joining me over the next couple days for this training. I promise that this is going to change everything for you. So for those of you who don't know me, my name is Rachel Hart, and I am a coach that helps people who want to change their drinking. Now, I will tell you that for so long, drinking was such a struggle for me. I started drinking when I was 17. It was my very first year of college. And all throughout college, all throughout my 20s, and a little bit into my 30s, I was just always frustrated by my drinking. I couldn't figure it out. Sometimes I would go out and have a couple glasses of wine and everything would be fine. I'd call it a night. And other times I would drink way more than I intended. And I didn't understand. I didn't get why it was so unpredictable for me. But I knew that I had a lot of desire. I was someone who loved to drink. I was someone who always looked forward to happy hour. And so every time when I tried to scale my drinking back or I tried to take a break, I always felt like I was missing out. I always felt like I had all this desire that I was fighting against. And it wasn't very fun. But I will tell you, I did figure it out. I figured out how to change this habit. I figured out how to take a break and not spend the entire time feeling like I was missing out, I was deprived, or I was restricting myself. And the way that I was able to do that was by actually changing my desire. And I will tell you, the fact that I was able to do that, the fact that right now I can sit here and tell you that I have no desire to drink after being someone who for so long loved to drink so much and look forward to drinking so much, it still kind of blows my mind. But that's what I'm going to show you how to do. I want to show you over the next couple of days how you can also learn the tools and the skills to start to change your own desire. Now look, if you have taken a break from drinking before, I promise that this is going to be totally different. And the reason why is this. When most people take a break from drinking, their entire focus is on just saying no. And look, just saying no is important. You do have to say no to a drink if you're going to take a break. But the focus tends to be entirely on saying no. That's the only thing that you're paying attention to. And what I want to show you is that if you really want to change your desire, if you really want to change the habit, you have to shift your focus. You have to start to understand how the habit works. You have to start to understand what is fueling your desire, and you have to understand how your thinking influences not only how you feel, but also your behavior, the actions that you take. Drinking is something that most people never pay attention to these pieces. And that's why I think it's so frustrating for them, because when we try to change, it just becomes saying no and resisting how we feel. And what I want to show you is that there's so much more that you can understand beyond that. There is a very simple reason for you to be doing this. And I will tell you, it's because other methods don't work. Gritting your teeth and just using willpower is going to leave you in the end in a place where you just feel frustrated. I want to show you how to get to a place where you can feel totally calm and at ease and at peace with whatever decision you decide to make. At the end of our time together, you're going to understand why drinking is so compelling for your brain and why it's also so easy to drink more than you intend and how to change that desire piece so that you can change the habit. You're going to learn a whole array of tools that you're going to start working on during this break period, but that you will always have. You'll always be able to use them and rely on them as you move forward. Now, this is incredibly important because most people, when they take a break, because their focus is only on saying no, what happens is after the break period, they very quickly will just slip back into old ways, old patterns, old habits. And so what I want to show you is how to make sure that doesn't happen. Now, today is just the precursor to the break. We're not starting today. The break period is going to start tomorrow. But I wanted to start a day early because I think it's incredibly important to make sure that you are in the right mindset and frame of mind during this break period, because this will be a radically new and different way for you to think about your habit, think about your desire, think about your drinking. And so your mindset is incredibly important. Now, the first piece is to make a commitment. And that commitment is not just to take a break during the 5-day period. While that is an important commitment, but the commitment is so much more than that. What you are committing to is to fully engage, to fully participate, to not just sit back and passively listen to me talk, but to actually do the exercises, show up, right? Show up for yourself. Try these tools out. Take them on a test run. That commitment is so important. If you go into this reset period saying, yeah, I'll try. I'll see how it goes. I'll tell you this. It probably isn't going to go very well. And all you have to do is think about the difference between the words committing and trying. I always tell people, if you were to loan someone money and they said, yeah, I'll try to pay you back, would you count on getting that money back? No, you wouldn't. But if someone said, I am committing to paying you back, you would feel pretty good. So it really depends on the stance that you're in. Are you making a commitment to do this 5-day reset, or are you just trying? And if you're just trying, you need to ask yourself why. What's holding you back? Why don't you want to make that commitment? And if you're afraid of failing, because I will tell you that is why most people hold themselves back from making a commitment, there is something so amazing waiting for you if you follow through. There really is. Now, the second piece that is very important as you're going through the 5-day reset is to make sure that you are fully engaging. There's going to be different trainings for you to listen to, different exercises, and I don't want you to do this in your head. I don't want you to sit back and listen to me talk and think, yeah, it makes sense. Intellectually, I get it, and not put this into action. If you want to teach your brain something new, then you actually have to do something new. You actually have to answer the questions in the exercise. You can't just answer them in your head. You have to start taking new action. This piece is so important. Don't just sit back and be a passive listener. Engage. Engage with the assignments. Engage with all the exercises. Really allow yourself the gift of trying something new and seeing what happens. And then finally, during this reset period, the most important thing is, no matter what, to make sure that you never beat yourself up, ever. Never do it, because here's what happens. When you beat yourself up, you are producing shame. And when you feel shame, you don't take action to change. You tend to hide. You'll stay stuck. And from that place, it is impossible to change a habit. Now, I know a lot of you out there have a lot of experience beating yourself up. And so part of this is going to be a big shift for you. Part of this is really drawing a line in the sand and saying, you know what? This 5-day reset, it's all about learning something new. It's all about challenging myself. It's all about looking at the habit habit and my desire in a different way. And I am willing to do that no matter what. And no matter what happens, even at some point, if you do make the decision, if you do decide to drink during the 5-day reset, do not let that be the reason to throw in the towel and call it quits and give up. Just pick up right where you left off. I see this all the time with my clients. When they hit a bump in the road, if they are able to not beat themselves up, not immediately start blaming and shaming themselves, but actually look at what happened, look at that bump in the road, understand it, use it as a way to gather information, they are able to use that as a way to actually improve their progress because they're learning from what went wrong, and you can do that too. This 5-day reset is really a challenge for you. It's a challenge for you to take a break from drinking, but it's a challenge for your mind. It's a challenge for your behaviors. It's a challenge for thought patterns. It's really challenging you in so many different ways. And I think that if you go through it, you are going to have such a different perspective on the habit and your drinking. So tomorrow is day one. That's day one of when the break starts. But for now, I want to make sure that you're in the right mindset. I want to make sure that you're fully committed. I want to make sure that you are willing to participate and be active and to try things out and not just sit back and passively consume. And if you are willing to do that, I promise that you are going to have big results at the end. I'm going to be back tomorrow, but just know that every step of the way, I'm going to be right here with you, breaking this information down, helping you to understand how to utilize and apply these brand new concepts. I know that you can do this. Good luck.